Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parele gbahe eh azunke azunke parele gbahe parele gba me la jan ka se wo so azunke parele parin vodule gba
azunke parele gbahe
eh azunke
azunke parele gbahe parele gba la jan ka se wo so azunke parele gbahe
eh azunke parine gba me la jan ka se wo so azunke parine parine vodule gba
azunke parine gba
eh azunke
azunke parine gba parine gba la jan ka se wo so azunke parine gba
eh parine gba la jan ka se wo so azunke parine parine vodule gba
of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work
along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Tuesday, October 26th. It is high noon, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. This is the Power Lunch. I give humble thanks and praises to the ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick of knowledge and wisdom of life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Be reminded to join me live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio, and of course every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. Be reminded that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, universally, spiritually, quantum, metaphysically, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. These virtual temple groups can also be located on my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. And that link too can be found, as well as my call button, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week call button, in various locations, but particularly on the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We offer, we are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say can be showcased and found featured in the King's Chamber. He airs here at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons on Blog Talk Radio. Queen Ifama, the Truth Terrorist, hails from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and she airs on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And her 24/7 archived Blog Talk Radio player can be found in the Queen's Chamber, along with my fellow sister priestess, Gogo, Nana, Alana, Omari, who can be found in the Queen's Chamber as well. Again, I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I indeed specialize in results. Please also know that we offer a wide range of products, music, soap, angelic soap by Kalahat, African jewelry and African-inspired jewelry pieces by Queen Ifama, as well as Priestess and Queen Kushua, who can be found at NubianJewels.biz. It's also showcased in my website. So please do stop by frequently and visit each and every one of these supporters of the community as well as House of the Divine Prince, as we continue to grow and evolve and to change each and every day towards something better, something good, something spiritual. I want to remind you that my listening and calling number during live broadcast only is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. Remember that if you do indeed have a question, comment, or a reading request, you will need to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will attend to your question or comment at my earliest convenience. In this divine moment, we loose right now divine peace and love, unity and community, light and illumination, transformation and elevation. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. And we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, revelation, and manifestation into our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and elevation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who have gone before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here on this earth plane dimension. And we forever reverberate and reiterate your names and enliven our lives with your divine wisdom and understanding, your divine presence. May we forever give your names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we now and always manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. With each person, in each moment, with each thought, with each projection, with each encounter, as we now enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works and pronunciations, and that they project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards the light and divine spiritual perfection. We need only to remember that which we truly are and have always been, that which is of our origins, but also our ultimate destination, light, divinity, energy, spirit, that part of us which is eternal, that part of us which is infinite, that part of us which endures, is God, is Goddess. So as we move forward in this time and place, in this divine spiritual dispensation, let us ever be mindful of who we truly are, what we truly are, and of the divine journey and mission we have been set here to do. No matter where you are right now, in your clarity, in your understanding, there is a higher purpose. There is a higher mission. There is a higher destination. Remember to breathe. Breathe. Breath is our spiritual, physical, biological connection to our divinity, to life and the creator life force. So in your daily journey and endeavors, while you're taking care of the family and taking care of the children and working your job and doing those things that keep us moving from day to day, let me remind you to breathe deeply, completely, wholly. Breath is our sacred connection to creation, to nature. It is a reciprocal process, one in which we share and give while also receiving and internalizing. It is not only the fuel of our body and the blood of our body, oxygen, but it is also the fuel of our spiritual body and connection. So each time you take a breath, remember that it is your sacred connection to the divine creator, your sacred connection to nature and the physical world as we know it, and our sacred connection to each other. Just take that time to breathe. Count to 10 and breathe. You'd be surprised the blocks that will be removed, the strongholds that will be lifted, just as you begin to incorporate that very simple ritual into your consciousness. Because it's a ritual that truly we perform rather unconsciously every day and often take granted our connection to breath. But as you begin to become more aware of your breath, you begin to realize the circumstances in which we lose our connection. Stress, tension, negativity, surprise, shock. Many of these things, even excitement and joy, cause some of us to withhold breath or lose our full connection to breath. And some of you are not breathing deeply and normally on a normal basis, particularly those of you who may be struggling with weight issues. And our oxygen is just as important, if not more important, than food, than water, than mobility. So take that time to set aside meditation and breathe. But also, while you're waiting in that shopping line at the store, when you feel you're getting impatient, when your nerves are being tested, just count to 10 and breathe. I guarantee profound, profound results in your ability to make a decision, also in your ability not to be caught off guard and unawares. Sometimes in this life, things are sprung on us and we react and we become very reactionary as opposed to being proactive. And if not knowing what to do, just taking the time to think about it. And that extra 10 minutes or count to 10 and that extra breath before you respond to your employer, to your coworker, to your child, to your spouse, can make a world of difference in your ability to create and recreate the reality around you that you desire, the positive manifestation. Stop being a victim. Stop being reactionary. stop walking through life just with enough energy to respond to all the stuff that we are confronted with. Buy yourself that extra time to regroup and recoup for a more decisive move forward. Just remember to breathe. Stop, count to 10, and breathe. Let me share with you something that I share with you every broadcast, but another reasoning for why all is indeed a blessing. All is indeed a blessing. It's not only my constant prayer, mantra, affirmation, reverberation, and my reality, but it's also that opportunity to breathe and count to 10. This life is nothing but energy and the exchange of energy. And I've expressed and attempted to explain that in many levels, in many broadcasts, so I won't digress. But we're literally recreating and creating our reality in every single moment, with every thought that we crystallize, every word that we finalize, every breath. So how are you doing? What's up? How's it going? It's not an open invitation to absorb other people's stuff or to dump your stuff onto others. And this is not a simple act. This is something that, again, recreates and reshapes our reality. So stop complaining when people ask you how you doing, how you feeling. Some of you, almost like automatic, when someone asks you how you doing, you say tired, particularly some of you parents. Stop reprogramming tired into your hard drive. Stop saying, I'm tired, I'm tired. Come up with a more positive, more lifting, more elevating response. And when you can't come up with one, Grandma used to say, if you can't say something good, don't say anything at all. And sometimes it's rude not to say anything at all. So I say all is a blessing. All is a blessing. Some people truly want to know how you're doing. You know who those people are. Your spouse, your parents, your children, those they truly want to know and want to help you beyond the next goal. But most people really don't care how you really are. They really care about how they really are. And it's a practice, particularly in our Western culture, that we just do. And early in my journey, I learned that, again, it's an open invitation to spiritual warfare. Many of my clients and those of you who've called me on the lines, you know I do not waste a lot of time hearing you complain. How can I help you? It's usually the first thing out of my mouth. How may I assist you? I don't want to hear how bad things are, what's going on. It's getting, you know, I want to hear how we can resolve the issue. How do we move forward? Now, in that process, of course, we need details. When you go to your doctor, he wants details. But he doesn't want to hear details that aren't going to lead to a solution. He wants to hear details that can help to build a solution, that can help to refocus your power, your authority, your energy. I had planned to talk about stones today, lapidite and fluorite, but spirit took over, okay? Spirit took over, and I'll have to bring that to you tomorrow at noon and also tomorrow, 7 p.m., during our live and archive from New Orleans. But today I just want to remind you to stop long enough to breathe. To breathe. It's very simple for a very complex function. It's a lot that goes into oxygenizing our physical bodies, but also our spiritual body. And it's as simple as breathing, taking that time to refocus. Yes, Queen Bee, it's amazing because I, too, am holding a piece of fluorite as we speak. And I'll quickly say, we have about 5 minutes in the show, that fluorite generally comes in masses, columns, cubes, even octahedra and rhomboedalhedra type crystals. And the range typically is from pink, blue, yellow, green, purple, magenta, red, black, and colorless, and of course shades of all of the above. So fluorite is a all-purpose stone, and depending on the formation as well as the color, it has a diversity of benefits. This mineral produces an energy which is predisposed to discourage chaos, disruptive, and disorganized growth. It emits an energy which can be used to stabilize and to produce order within the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual systems. And again, it can be used to bring order in chaos. It helps to impart impartiality and unbiased, detached reasoning in situations where it would be beneficial to both view and act upon information objectively. It has been known as a stone of discernment and aptitude, bringing the energies of responsibility to the qualities of systematic intuition. And it represents the height of mental achievement, facilitating a limitless range of avenues for spiritual as well as earthly exploration. Now, the green fluorite, Queen Bee, can bring cleansing, a tidying, mint-like freshness to all your chakra centers as well as to your environment. And it can help to diminish all types of mind trauma, emotional trauma, particularly those that would set up eventually in the body, and to eliminate negativity from within a room, the negative vibratory states being transmuted towards light, love, and the universe. And the purple is a third eye stone, bringing rationality to the intuitive qualities and assisting one in precise communication of that which is psychologically being presented. And it also brings an orderly connection and conscious association to both psychic and spiritual growth. And I will talk more about fluorite in greater detail later today in a video that I will post on my Voodoo Thai YouTube channel, on Facebook. So I will come back with you with more on the fluorite and also on labradorite. Labradorite is not talked about and not covered nearly enough as a so-called spiritual or New Age stone and its properties. We have about 60 seconds left, so I am going to have to move forward. I would like to thank each and every one of you for being present. Kyla Haas, special guest 1120, Queen B1. Indeed, I first fluorite. That's generally the stone that I carry with me the most in my pocket. So it's a more personal stone. It can cleanse and purify the environment, but it's definitely a personal stone and one you should have in your stone, crystal, mineral, healing arsenal. Remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Yeah. Na 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 na. I love that.